Amen. We know on this game today that somebody's going to win it, somebody's going to lose, and it's just entertainment to look at it, to be a part of all that's good. But our Lord has never lost a game, never lost a battle, and he never will. Praise the Lord. We're on the winning side. And I read the end of the book. We win. Yeah, it's a done deal. Stick a fork in it. It's all over. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. He paid it all. All to him I owe. But sin has left a crimson stain. He washed us white as snow. Amen. How can you be washed white as snow in blood? Nobody but the Lord. Praise God. So we're just excited today. God is good, good, good. He's great to be praised. Amen. You know, I stand here today as always in excitement, exuberant to be in the house of the Lord, but also heavy-hearted on today. I miss Brother Ralph today. It's now, in all the battling he's been doing with cancer over these last 4 or 5 years, he's never missed a turn to preach.
That's true.
It's been times where he drug himself up here and almost was just done when he got through, but he never missed a time of preaching the word of God. And he texted on last night and he let me know that, you know, I'm having a rough night tonight. I'm having a rough time and I don't know if I'll be able to share tomorrow, Pastor, but just if I can, we'll be there in the morning. And he said, I'll let you know. And this morning early, he texted me, you know, he's just in so much pain. And so let's continue to pray for Pastor Ralph and pray for Sister Carolina. God is blessing them, and we just want to keep them lifted up. But whenever Pastor Ralph can't make it to preach, he's not feeling too good. That's because I think he lives to share the word of God. He lives to engage the people of God. And so when he can't make it to preach, then we, church, we need to pray for our brother. God will continue to strengthen him and heal him and give him a miraculous deliverance. Is God able to do it? Amen. We don't ask wavering and doubting. We stand in faith, knowing that our God can do anything but fail. So we praise the Lord on today. We thank God how the Lord has blessed us to Carolina, that she's going to be on her way back to work till the end of this month. Nobody but God. He brought her through. He delivered her. Praise the Lord. We were part of a funeral going home service for one of Pastor Belcher's members. Sister Reese, you may remember Brother Eddie, kind of a thin man. He was always work security for the shoe ministry. He passed away. And so we was at that funeral on this past Thursday. And a good friend of mine, Christy Merrick, she's just about almost 50 years old, passed away. So it's a lot going on.
Yes.
It's a lot going on. And so this is why we must be about our Father's business. We need to do those things which God has called us to do. Because time is winding up. We're living in crucial times. And so the thought that the Lord just dropped in my heart on last night, after all week standing up and moving boxes, unpacking boxes, resettling in our home, and guess what? Even got a good night's sleep these last 3 nights, because for the last six months we've been waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, been long nights, and I don't know why, but you know, God is so good. We got back to our little old humble abode, and the first night I woke up, it was 6 in the morning, 6:30. I said, what? I thought I was scared to look at my watch. I thought I was going to say 3:30, but it was 6:30. I said, God, thank you.
Amen.
There's nobody like the Lord.
Amen.
And so it's been a lot going on in the Perry household, but God is faithful, and God has been moving by his Spirit in all of our lives, and for that we give him praise.
Amen.
You know, the thought today is think about it. You ever been in a situation where you need to just stop and think about it?
That's right.
Have you ever been trying to put something together without the instructions? And the thing gets so messed up. Well, let me think about this. No, you need to get the instructions and look and see what it's about. Things come up in our lives, and sometimes things can happen in the instance of time. We need to think about it. We need to stop everything, stop the music, and think about what we're doing. Think about what we're about to say. Think about what's happening around us. We live in a time where too many folks these days don't want to do too much thinking. Newsflash, but it's the truth. You know, I remember years ago, it was a commercial, it was a cartoon. I forget which cartoon characters it was. But these two guys, I don't know if they was wolves or foxes or what, and they were trying to figure something out, and the one told his buddy, he said, come on, man, think about it. And he started trembling and shaking and sweating, and he was trying everything. He said, I can't think. but that is not us today. Think about it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 9. To think means to exercise the powers of judgment. It means to conceptualize things. It means there's things that we need to look at in inference on things. What's going, what's happening around us? We need to reason things out sometimes. Sometimes we do so much thinking about the past and what's wrong, and we just load ourselves up so much stuff, but are we really thinking about the answer? Are we thinking about what's the cure, what's the fix for our situation? God has given us the fix. To think is to have in the mind or call to mind a thought or a process to think about things. So we need to, they say that if you pump an iron, after a while, you're going to see some, don't look at me because mine's a little flat. I feel a little hump there sometimes. If you exercise, then, there's going to be some evidence that you've been pumping iron. You get to doing them leg things with the walking and jogging with the weights on your leg. After a while, see a little muscle pop up there, and all that kind of thing, But we need to exercise our mind. We need to think on the things of God. If we don't use our mind, we might be careful. We might lose it. But we don't want to do that. We want to think about it. We want to think about the Lord. We need to keep the Lord on our mind. So in this passage, it really blessed me. It touched me. I looked at it on last night. And this is Peter. This is in 2 Peter. The first book in 1 Peter, the epistle, the letter that Peter wrote, it was warning and admonishing the people of God during a time of persecution from outside of the church. Given us to arm ourselves and solidify ourselves in the Word of God and to be able to deal with persecution that would come our way and still coming our way. But the second letter he wrote, he was given a warning from heresies and situations that can come from within the house, within the body of Christ. And so we need to always be on alert. We need to always be mindful and prayerful of who God is and the promises of God. And so these verses today, they really preach for themselves. Anyone who have a mind to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, these passages today will speak to our hearts. Amen. So let's start and let's look at the first verse in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. And IT folks, get ready to look at some passages that I want to bring out when we get to the second verse. Bless you. He starts off saying, beloved, talking to the saints of God. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle. Watch the wording. In both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. So in short, he said, I want to stir your mind. I want to cause you to think about some things. To keep before you who you are, whose you are, where you come from, where you're going. He said, I want to stir your pure mind. He said, why did he want to do that? That you may be mindful, watch this, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. See, some folks say, I'm just a New Testament Christian. No, we need the whole book. We need all 66 books in order to know who we are today and what God has done for us. So he said that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, you know, Ezekiel, Amos, Micah, you know, the prophets before. And he said, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. God has given us great and precious promises. And we need to be able to stand on the word of God. We need to be able to pull up the word of God. Because again, Peter said, I want to stir your pure mind. You know, sometimes we get so heavy laden with trouble and stuff that come our way. We can, if we're not careful, we take our mind off of Jesus.
All right.
And we'll be going around talking about, woe is me. You know, why is everybody always picking on me? You know. Nothing seems to be right. No. God, we need to know who, again, who we are and whose we are. For instance, he said, I want to remind you of the words spoken by the holy prophets. Let's just look at a couple of them real quick. Let's go to that prophet back there in Exodus 14 and 14. Moses. See, like I say, these passages and these references, they will preach to us if we allow it to. The Lord will fight for you. Do y'all believe that today?
Yes.
Is that a truism? Will he fight for you?
Yes.
The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Hello, somebody. You know we don't want to hold our peace sometimes. Because we say, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. And how many pieces can you give up before you become deficient? So I don't want to give nobody a piece of my mind. I want to give them a piece of Jesus. Amen. A piece of the word of God. Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31. He said, have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he faints not. Neither is he weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth, the young folks shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
Anybody waiting on the Lord today?
Amen.
I'm telling you, we need to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Peter said, I just want to stir your pure mind.
Yes.
He said, I want to take you back to some of the things that the prophets have said. And so in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which we probably all know it by heart, you know, time would not allow, because we don't have that many years left, to go through all that the prophets said. The prophecies about Jesus. The prophecies about bringing in the Gentiles. There's so much the prophets have prophesied the end times. Time won't allow us to cover it all, but just a few to highlight. God said, if my people, can I just hear from the people of God today?
Yes.
If you belong to God, can I hear you say hallelujah? Pray about the highest praise. He said, if my people, woo, that's us, that's you and me, praise the Lord, who are called by my name. Are you called by his name today?
Yes.
If we would just what? Humble ourselves. Oh, glory to God. Is that always easy? What makes it so hard? It is because we don't want to, if the truth be told. But if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and do what? And pray and search out and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He's talking about his people. And we have some wicked ways sometimes. And we need to turn away from those things.
Yes.
Because our world is sick unto death.
Yes.
The world is on life support. Yes. And we are the people of the living God. We're turning from our wicked ways. Then the Lord said, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
You know, we can vote for whoever we want to. We're supposed to vote. But I tell you what, I'm voting for Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm on the Lord's side. Yeah. It makes me mighty glad. Praise God. Amen. 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 See, our Lord has never lost a battle. Mm-mm. He told their children, I have come down to deliver you.
Yeah.
He'll come down. He'll come in. He'll come around us. He'll make a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. So, and then he said, not only that, in verse 2, he said, and the commandment of us. He recognized that he was an apostle of God. He recognized that what he was saying and preaching came by revelation from the Holy Spirit. And he wasn't puffed up about it. He just telling it like it T.I. is. He said, I want to stir in your pure minds that you will remember the commandments of the prophets and hear the commandments of what we, the apostles, are saying to you today. Why? That you may grow. That you may glow. What are some of the things that the apostles said? Look at James 4:7. Just a few things here. Therefore, submit to God. Surrender to God. Some of you brothers tap out to God. Y'all seen that MMA wrestling stuff or whatever, they be beating the living daylights out of people. You couldn't drag me in that ring. I wouldn't even want to get close to the outside of the ring. They might mess around and grab me wrong. I mean, they're whooping on me. You know, but sometimes we need to tap out. So, therefore, submit to God. Surrender to God. Resist the devil. Quit talking all this stuff. Oh, the devil is doing this. The devil is doing this. He the devil. What you expect? And please don't think the devil gonna have mercy. If this happened one more time, it's enough already. The Bible said resist the devil. Stand firm against him. Stand on your most holy faith. Resist the devil and what? He will flee from you. In short, he have to get his heels to clicking. That's an old Oklahomaism, man. That means he's going to have to get out and dodge. He's going to have to run. Praise the Lord. We've been on the defensive too long. It's time to get on the offense. I know y'all, when I say defensive offense, we talk about the Rams. We got the mascots over there. See? But we need to get on the offense with the word of God. And we need to resist the devil. In the name of Jesus, because we're more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Amen.
1 John 1:9, Peter said, listen, the apostles we're talking to you on today, listen. He said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do we believe that God forgives us of all of our sins?
Yes.
When we believe it, then don't keep walking around carrying the stuff.
That's
right. Sure, sure I've blown it. Turn it over to Jesus.
Amen.
He'll work it out.
Amen.
Philippians 4:19. And my God, would y'all read that with me? And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is that a truism?
Yes.
Do we believe it today?
Yes.
Do anyone in here have a need?
Yes.
Your God will supply all of your needs.
Yes.
Because he's rich in mercy.
Yes.
He's rich in love and grace and glory.
Yes.
And you belong to him. I belong to him. And whatever we need, God's got it.
Amen.
It's time for us to take it up a few notches.
That's right.
And stand on the word of God. Have that determination, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Swim, sink, or drown, I'm on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Do you have that confession on today? Are you sold out, going to hold out for the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen.
Amen.
He shed his blood for you and for I.
Amen.
Praise God. So I just had to get that out because that verse 2 is telling us to do something. And he's telling us to stir our pure mind. He said, knowing this verse, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust. There's folk going to come scoffing and mocking you. Are you crazy? Going up in that church all the time? Are you crazy praying all the time? Are you crazy thinking that this Jesus is coming back again? Yes, he's coming again.
Yes.
Over in the book of Acts say, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into the heavens?
Yes.
The same Jesus who taken up from you, he's coming back again in like manner. But the scoffers will say, don't believe it, it's not going to happen. But every word of God is right.
Amen.
Hallelujah to his name. Amen. He said, and since, and then they're going to be saying, where is the promise of his coming? Peter's trying to encourage the people. They're getting weary. They've been under persecution. Heresies is happening from within the church. Stuff is going on. See, a lot of stuff is going on in our lives today. Each one of us have a story to tell. Each one of us have something we're dealing with today. But we're holding on and we're trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
He said, no, he says, and they're going to come and they're going to be saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. The atheists say that. The Gnostics say that. You're born, you live, you die. That's the end of the story. That is not the end of the story.
Right, right.
See, God, there's heaven and there's hell. Yeah. There's no purgatory because that's murgatory. I just made that up. You know. So when we leave here, we got to go somewhere.
Yes.
See, and the only way we're going to get to heaven is by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Is by surrendering our very being to the Lord. And listen, don't be under the illusion that you were just born a Christian because everybody in your house is a Christian. That's dangerous. Come to a point in your life where you realize that you need Jesus in
yes,
your life.
Yes, yes.
You realize that you're a sinner. You realize that you're messed up and you need a Savior and you cry out to the Lord and you ask Jesus to come into your life and he will come in and he'll make you new, because any man, woman, boy, or girl who's in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Are you new today?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Heaven on my mother's coat string, but she prayed for me.
Yes.
But I had to come to a point I had to choose to serve the Lord for myself. I had to give me a new song, Goodbye World, I'm gone. Amen. You ever said I'm out of here? When the Lord turned the light on for me, Brother Joe, I ran for the light. I don't want to walk in darkness no more. We are children of the light and not of darkness. And so we shouldn't be sleeping like those of the night and doing the things of the night. Christ have turned the light on in our souls. He said, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget. See, some folks willfully forget. Sometimes folks will hear a word and they willfully forget what the word have said. But I want to remember God's word. David said, thy word, Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Have we hid any word in our hearts today? Is there when trouble come our way, is there something we can reach down like Phoebe's the cat used to have a bag of tricks? Y'all, some of y'all too young, remember Phoebe's the cat. See, but we need to have a bag of tricks in our Holy Ghost bag where we can pull out the word of God.
Yeah, that's right.
And we can be able to stand when the storms of life come our way. The Lord said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Lord said, I will be with you always, even until the end of the earth. The Lord said, call upon me and I'll answer you. We need to have something in our bag. When trouble comes, we can pull it out.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
And we pull it out of the bag of our heart, right? That big bag of that God has placed it inside of us. And so, for this they willfully forget that by the word of God, the heavens were old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water. God's creation. The world was void, without form. But God began to speak life.
Yes.
And things began to happen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, separating the waters from the water. Created the birds and the creeping things, all these things just by his word. And then he created man. He said, it's very good.
Yeah,
He said, I'm going to create him in my image, in my image and in our likeness. I'm going to give them intellect, emotion, and will. I'm going to give them volition where they can choose to serve me. Have anybody chose to serve the Lord on today?
Yes.
Amen. Are you on the Lord's side today?
Yes.
Thank you, God. Do you know the benefits that you have in Jesus?
Thank you, Father.
Do you know that you can call on him in any situation?
Yes.
Do you know that he's worthy of the praise regardless of what's going on in your life?
Yes.
Do we know who we are today?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we can lay hands on the sick. And if the Lord be willing, they'll raise up. God is able to, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's not diminish what God has done in our lives. We need to walk by faith.
Yes.
Praise God. And so they will be forget. Then it goes into talks verse 6, by which the world then existed, perished. Watch this. Being flooded with water. Noah's ark. Noah's obedience. Noah's family being saved. Because God said it's going to rain. Sin was running rampant in the land. Sin is running rampant in the land today. I tell you, these scriptures were preached today just by reading them. Verse 7 said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word. God spared Noah and his family, and all of us came out of what came out of that boat, out of that ark. God is the one who sustains life.
Yes.
And so, but the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire this time. Thank you, Lord, for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Did anybody see the rainbows the other day?
Amen.
I got some pictures I got to show you all. I saw the end of the rainbow. But no part of no. But I've never seen that in my life. But you know what it reminded me of? God's promise.
Amen.
He said, I won't destroy the world by water no more, but by fire next time. Thank you, Jesus. His word, and that's what he's saying here. But the heavens and earth, which are now preserved by the same word.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
What happened? There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. All right.
I told you, look, and I was driving too. Y'all pray for me. I said, I got to take a picture of this. I mean, it came all the way to the ground. And in the midst of all the hustle and bustle of life that Sandy and I were going through, I said, God, thank you.
Yes.
But I was so composed, I didn't start wiggling on the freeway. I held my ground. And click, click. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Do you ever have a thank you, Jesus moment?
Yes.
Have God ever blessed you in ways that you didn't even expect? Has he ever blessed you in ways to where you say, how? Thank you, Lord.
That's it.
Ain't no need trying to figure it out. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. It said, but the heaven and earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire to the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Do you all know and believe that a judgment is coming?
Yes.
And do you know how much it hurts the heart of men and women who love Jesus to share the word of God with people and they reject it? Well, when the altar appeal is given and you know in your spirit that somebody needs to know the Lord, yes, and they just sit there, don't it grieve your spirit? Because time is winding up.
Yes.
A day of judgment is coming.
Yes.
And we need to be very, I'm saying today, think about it.
Amen.
Amen. Call exercise that muscle that's in this skull. That they say we only use 10% of. How much of our heart I wonder do we use? You know, what makes it so hard to forgive? What makes it so hard to start anew? What makes it so hard to surrender to God, bow the knee before him, and say, God, whatever you say, I'll do.
Yes.
What makes it so hard? Our flesh, our sin nature makes it hard. But the Holy Spirit is working in our heart, in our mind. And he's comforting us, and he's bringing peace to us, and he's letting us know the right way.
Yes.
We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Right.
We belong to God. And we have a destination in heaven. Thank you, Lord. So listen, let's wrap this up. In verse 8, he said, but beloved. Remember he started out, beloved. I just want to stir your pure mind. Hands, I wanna have a little talk with you. Yeah. Have we as parents, everybody as a parent, have you ever had those talks with your child? Sweetheart, I just need to talk to you. I love you. I'm concerned about you. Mm-hmm. I have hope for you. I see your potential. You know, have you ever done that with your kid? Try to reinforce in them that they're somebody.
That's right.
God wants us to know that we're somebody in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'm created in God's image. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm a long way from Oak Mug, Oklahoma, to where in the summertime it would be so hot. The city would come by and they'd put tar on the ground. We didn't have sidewalks. It was either they would put this tar on the roads, then they would bring and dump some gravel, which they called chat, and the cars going by and people walking back would mash the gravel into the tar, and we would walk out there in the summertime and not even have shoes on. I got out there a few years ago and my shoes were burning. But God brought us through all of that. God will bring us through whatever situation we're going through. We got to have faith. We got to trust him.
Amen.
But this is what blessed me. Let's wrap this up. He said, but beloved, do not forget this one thing.
All right.
Hallelujah. Help y'all. Help me preach here for a minute. Look at somebody and tell them, beloved.
Yeah.
He said, do not forget.
Do not forget.
This one thing.
This one thing.
Watch this. What is this one thing? That with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slack. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Hallelujah. Every promise of God is going to come to pass. God is not slack concerning his promise as men count slackness. But his long suffering toward us. He deals with us a long time in the midst of our shenanigans, for lack of better term. In the midst of our sinfulness, in the midst of our arrogance sometimes. God, he's long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Not willing that any should go to hell. Not willing that any should live a defeated life.
Yeah.
He said, not willing that they should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Yes, yes.
Do we understand what repentance is?
Yeah.
It's saying, God, I've blown it. God, I've sinned against you. God, I don't intend to ever do it again. God, help me. And he's a right now help.
Yes,
he's a present help in the time of trouble.
Yes,
sometimes we stay in our mess because we don't trust God for the rest. In order that we can be blessed. If you follow me today. Think about it. He said, God, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. God is good.
Yes, sir.
Is there a witness in the day in the house today that God is good?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he's good in the morning. He's good in the noonday. He's good in the midnight hour. He's a present help in trouble. He'll come to your rescue. He said, I'm God and I change not, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's a good, good God. He's a mighty good God. He's a healer. Thank you, God. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's everything that we need. God is good. We need to think about it. And we need to give him the praise. We need to magnify his name. He's so worthy to be praised. When I was thinking about the great Apostle Paul, and we'll close out in Acts 26, 1 and 2, this man had been dragged from court to court, left for dead, stone, you name it, but God likes to have brought him from such a long way, like he's done so many of us.
Yes.
I tell you, a whole lot of folks would get saved if we was in a big stadium like what they're going to have down in Atlanta today. Mm-hmm. And everybody here in 3P's was up on the stage like what they do at halftime. Mm-hmm. and all the world watching. And then from Sister Patricia here to Big Easy to Ed in the back, we begin to tell what God has done for us.
All right, all right.
Can you picture that today? I mean, you go way back and you get real and you don't hide nothing. You say, look, this is where I was at to the world. And this is what the Lord has done in my life. Can you imagine? Mother started talking. Teresa started talking. Doctor, everybody started telling how good God is. I tell you, when the altar bill would be made, folks would be running to the altar. I want some of that. Because look where he's brought us from.
All right.
If he brought you from somewhere, you ought to give him a hand. Praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I don't know if we trust God like we ought to. I don't know if I trust God like I ought to. But it's in my mind. And I'm going to start thinking about it now. God, I'm trusting you. I'm standing on your word. Stuff look bleak, God. Sometimes stuff don't feel good in my body, Lord. Sometimes I feel a little vibration, but God, I'm trusting you.
Yes, yes.
I'm standing on your word.
Amen.
Paul had been tossed around and going before different magistrates, but yet he still loved Jesus.
Yes.
In the midst of your sickness, you can still love Jesus.
Yes.
In the midst of your heartaches and troubles and pains and chaos in your house, you can still love and worship and praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
In the midst of it all.
Yes.
So Paul was standing before Agrippa, and I imagine he had to get a grip on himself. But he was talking to Agrippa and said, Acts 26, 1 and 2. Then Agrippa said to Paul, he said to Warren, you are permitted to speak for yourself. Now listen, you know if they told Warren that. I can hear him now. Y'all asked for it, didn't you? See, but Agrippa had he said, now you permitted to speak for yourself, man, because we have the authority, we have the power to lock you up, to cut your head off. But you permitted to speak for yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and he answered for himself.
Yes.
Can you picture back at the Super Bowl stadium? Now let Paul talk. Everybody tuned in, no static on the TV line. And he said, hey, watch this, because the thought for today is, you know, think about it. So he said, I think myself happy. Glory to God. He said, I think myself happy. And I might be on lockdown. And I might be facing death. He said, but I think myself happy. Because I'm going to be able to tell you why I do what I do. Why I pray like I pray.
Yes.
Why I cry like I cry. Why hold on like a hold on? He said, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself.
Yeah.
Sister Barbara, we can answer for ourselves. Yeah, yeah, God. Oh God. We can answer for ourselves.
Yeah.
Time out for somebody else speaking for me.
Yes.
I love Jesus.
Yes.
I've been delivered.
Yes.
I've been set free.
Yes.
I'm on my way to heaven.
Yes.
I want to see for myself today.
Yeah.
I want to let the world know that the Lord has washed me in his blood. I want to let the world know that God is good.
Yes.
And he's gracious and he's kind and he's loving to me.
Yes.
And he's answering my prayers. He said, because today I shall answer for myself. Before you concerning all the things of which I am accused by the Jews. All the things, things that we're accused of by the world. We have an answer. And the answer is Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Think about it, saints. Think about how good God has been. We're here today because God is good.
Yes.
We're sitting in heavenly places because God is good. Some of us are sitting here because God has given us a second chance of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting great things from the Lord. I'm looking for higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to, Lord, take me back to where I first believed. Take me back to where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart was rolled away, God. It was there by faith. I received my sight and now I'm happy all the day. God, take me back. God, take me back to the first time that I cried tears because of your spirit, God. Yeah, God. I didn't know what was happening, but God, you was working in my life. God, thank you. Take me back. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, no, never. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you and we praise you for this time of fellowship today. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for stirring our pure mind. Help us, Lord, not just sitting here, but when we walk out of these doors, God, to have Jesus on our mind.
Yes, Lord.
To trust you for the hard things. To trust you for the impossible things. Learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than we ever dreamed. So, Father, I pray that if there's someone in the house of the Lord today who don't know you, that the Holy Spirit is tugging on their hearts right now. God, get us out of religiosity. Call us into a relationship. That we'll know who you are. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, this is Communion Sunday also. It's a Super Bowl Sunday too. But this is Communion Sunday, man. And this is time where we come in fellowship around the table of the Lord. Would you come in and sing this song? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. You know what I was talking about. You know, we got something going for next Sunday. All right. Praise the Lord. Could all the ministers and elders please come? All those that's going to participate and serve in communion. Praise the Lord. I would like to turn this part of service over to Warren that he will conduct us in the Lord's Supper today. Camille, you may need to pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I know you don't have to play. Yes, I'm ready. Okay. That was recorded, but okay. You didn't tell me you were...